Dak Prescott, the poise that he has shown, the fourth round pick, has been what stood out to me. Here's what. End zone. Touchdown, Butler. How about the kid, Dak Prescott? It's been 99 passes in the NFL without an interception for Dak Prescott. The poise that he has shown, the fourth-round pick, has been what stood out to me.
Well, that, and you look at the completion percentage, he's been, you know, very poised within the pocket.
Play action. Underneath, it's the fullback, Smith. A good start to this drive. End zone. Coming back for it, Williams, touchdown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. We are back to another edition. This is Benchwarmers Radio. This is your man, Chris McSwig, and I am here along with you. Jeremy, unfortunately, could not make it today. Had a little conflict or something going on. I don't know, another job, some excuse. I don't know. The fat man always comes up with something. But I do have a special guest coming on today, and he's supposed to be coming into the studio pretty soon, actually, hopefully. Well, anyway, he's a guest that if you're a listener of the show, you've heard him before, you know who he is. He's a name that's going to be familiar to you and put a smile on your face. So I'm just going to go ahead and get started before said guest comes in. And what that is the LeBron James era. Now, the LeBron James era, in my opinion, is over. When I say that, I really mean it, because think about LeBron James. Yeah, he scored 35, 10, and 8, whatever that was in the Game 7 elimination. Sure, I understand that. But he seemingly was deflecting passes, or not deflecting, that's the wrong word, but I mean deferring passes to other players. He wasn't taking those shots. He seemingly gave up. If you read his body language, he was not even in the game in the last 7 minutes of that game. You want to compare him to Michael Jordan? That would have never flown in the Jordan era. Now, I understand that the Warriors are a different team. I understand that this team would shoot over the top of the Warriors, of the Bulls, rather. That this team would probably annihilate the Jordan Bulls team as well. I get that. But I just don't think that the LeBron James era is still relevant. And the reason I say that is because, think about it, the Celtics are one or two players away, or maybe even one player away, from catching the Cavs in the East. And once that happens, LeBron James era is over. I mean, think about it. You've got Kevin Durant, 28. Got Steph Curry, what is he, 26? You've got a very young, Klay Thompson is young, the both of them. Draymond Green is probably the old kind of team. Either him or Zsa Zsa Pachulia, one of the two. So what I'm thinking is maybe the LeBron James era is coming to an end, and perhaps the KD Steph Curry era is just beginning. This could be the new Jordan Bulls 90s dynasty era, and we could have seen the last of LeBron James in the finals, and that would be, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I'm not a LeBron fan personally, but a lot of people would have a big problem with that. A lot of people would have a big problem with LeBron fading out of the 7 straight finals now that he's made. People think, oh, well, it's going to be Cavs Warriors again for the next 3 years. I don't necessarily know if that's the case. I think it's going to be Warriors. But I think the Cavs are done. I mean, Kevin Love is out of there. J.R. Smith is a six-man at best, and that's exactly what he is, a six-man. Who else does Cavs have? Tristan Thompson's a rebounder, sure. But that's about it. They have LeBron James. I mean, they got Kyrie Irving. Okay, understand them. Even Kyrie Irving disappeared in Game 5. And he gets injured all the time. So this is over for LeBron James. And people fail to realize it. People fail to want to accept the fact is done. It's KD. It's Curry. It's the era of the Bay City. Because the Cavaliers right now are LeBron James, and that's it. And we saw what happened when the Cavs were LeBron James, and that was it. Now, a lot of people are going to tell me, oh, well, how can you say that, you know, look at that 07 team that got swept by the Spurs, and now look at their team now. Okay. Well, what has J.R. Smith done? What has Tristan Thompson done? What has Darren Williams done? They gave Darren Williams stupid money to come to Cleveland. What has he actually contributed to that team? Look at J.R. Smith, like I said, sixth man at best. I mean, that team is LeBron and Kyrie. You're not going to beat the Warriors with LeBron and Kyrie. It's not going to happen. You're not going to beat the Spurs with LeBron and Kyrie. Okay, you won't beat the Celtics with LeBron and Kyrie. The only reason that they did was because they had one more superstar. They have a LeBron and Kyrie. That's the point. The Celtics don't have a LeBron or a Kyrie. But they're getting it. The offseason moves, the young guys coming up. I'm telling you, man, the LeBron James era is over, and all of you have failed to accept that. Do we have
our buddy?
He was on. Where is he at? Oh, he was just in. Joe, if you're listening, you're just here, man. Joe, I don't know if you're still listening, but Joe just got calling in, and I had him on. I'm going to text him right now. I had you on, bro, talking. Anyway, Benchwarmers Radio, Episode 3. This used to be, as you know, Overtime.News. It was Sports Roundup for a little while. We're coming at you with Benchwarmers Radio, Best Off the Bench. That was my opening take right there. We're going to have Joe coming in here with us in a minute. Again, Jeremy couldn't make it. This broadcast today brought to you by Skidmore College Athletics, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Northeast Snowplow Repair, and ENA Custom T-Shirts in Saratoga, the best T-shirt for the prices hands down. Once Joe gets back on the line here, we're going to talk a little bit about this because I know he has conflicting opinions regarding LeBron James. I know he's not the biggest LeBron James fan, and I don't blame him. LeBron James has been one of those figures that's been polarizing. He's been one of those figures that's been sort of demoralizing if you're playing against him. But he's also been intriguing. Because LeBron James isn't Kobe Bryant. LeBron James isn't Michael Jordan. He's not even Larry Bird or Magic Johnson. All of those guys had the killer instinct. All of those guys wanted the ball late in the game with the game on the line. LeBron doesn't want the ball. LeBron would rather kick the ball out in the final seconds to a J.R. Smith shot than he would take the shot and risk missing it himself. That's LeBron James. That's what we're dealing with right now. So, Joe, hold on. Joe, call back in. Jeez. He ruins my surprise. I'm supposed to have Joe Danker in studio for the first time in who knows how long. And I get silliness from him. Joe, get on the line. I mean, I can't. His mic, he's like, oh, I can't hear it in my headphones. Oh, you have echo. I fixed the damn thing. Just get on your mic. Diva. Tell you, see, Joe is like LeBron James. He's a diva. I see you. Anyway. So Joe, you know what I'm gonna do now that I'm here, Joe? I'm gonna call you on your line. Here you go, Joe. Hang on. There. Pick up the damn thing.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Y'all hear that? 3334 7 0
is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
See what I have to deal with this guy?
I'm telling you what.
Anyways.
Opening banter, LeBron James.
I think Kevin Durant has been the best player in the world.
I mean, think about the tangent here. And you want to throw stats at me, okay, understand.
LeBron and Kyrie are one of three duos.
One of three. That have averaged 25 points throughout the entire playoffs as a combined duo.
I understand that.
But you're looking at KD.
And he's going 50 plus
consistently. I mean, he's got 30. What did he have in the finals? 35, 40, 31, 29, 50. I mean, he's just ridiculous. What did LeBron James have? Sure, he had some great games. Don't get me wrong. Other than completely disappearing in game three and you know, giving up at the end of game five, he had a pretty decent series. He had two or three games in there where he didn't do too bad. But this isn't necessarily about stats, because you can talk stats
all you want. You can talk stats until you're blue in the face. It's not about stats. It's about LeBron James not being there anymore.
Just physically not being there anymore. Because you have a Warriors team that is just stupid. I mean, they are a video game team. And right now, LeBron James has nothing. He's got no answer. And you know LeBron is the coach and the general manager of that team. I mean, Tyronn Lue's got no say. The coach has no say. The general manager has no say. That's LeBron's team. He's going to pick and choose the guys he wants to be on that team. He's going to pick and choose the guys that he sees fit. I mean, if he wants a Paul George, you better bet your ass they're going to go get a Paul George. If he wants an Isaiah Thomas, you better bet they're going to go get an Isaiah Thomas. I don't know why they would want him. I'm just using an example. Pretty much anybody that LeBron James wants, LeBron James is going to get. But here's my question now. And if Joe would just put his damn headphones on, I could ask Joe this. But I mean, he's going to the bathroom or something. This guy. Anyway. To this then. If the Cavaliers win that series last year. Oh, they won the series. I mean, if the Warriors win that series last year. Does KD go to Cleveland? I mean, could you imagine Kevin Durant and LeBron James on the same team? I mean, for real. I'm not making that up. Can you imagine that? And I think it would be a real distinct possibility. If the Warriors had won that series and LeBron James had lost again to them, he would have went out. He would have loaded up in the offseason, a nation getting ready to go to war, man. He would have gotten every free agent possible. He would have forced trades. He would have forced draft picks. He would have everything. And we'd probably see a totally different landscape in the NFL and the NBA and everywhere, in every sport. Because you look at the power structure of super teams. We don't see it now because, you know, the Warriors are the Warriors, and they were great before, and KD's great, and this and that, and okay, sure, they are the super team. But if you get LeBron James forming a big three again, like he did in Miami, all bets are off. Everything, gone. Because that would set up the tone for every team to say, well, hell, I'm going to throw stupid money with this new CBA at every player imaginable. And they'll get them. They'll get them, too. It doesn't matter markets anymore, people. Media markets are out the window. People don't care if they got to go to Indianapolis to play. I mean, don't tell me that you know, New Orleans or Oklahoma City is a bad media market and can't attract free agents? Yeah, Russell Westbrook in OKC. They sell out every single game. Merchandise through the roof. Don't tell me it's not a good venue. Not a good franchise. Not a good location. Teams could be able to get whoever they wanted to get, and they would go out and get whoever they wanted to get. Had the Cavaliers lost that series, the dynamic would change in the NBA. And then you would see it in the NFL. You would see guys saying, hell, look at LeBron, man. And just like they do now with Tom Brady. Man, look at Tom Brady winning everything, man. What do we got to do? Now, it would be different because in the NFL, the owners control you. The coaches control you. I mean, they own you as a player. You have a lot more freedom in the NBA to sort of do what you want and have the opinions that you want and say what you want and blah, blah, blah. But the seeds would still be planted in the NFL. But in the NBA, it'd be chaos. Just chaos if they would have won last year. Because LeBron James would have went balls to the wall to get Kevin Durant. And the only reason Kevin Durant, the only reason, and you know this and I know this and Joe knows this and everybody listening at home knows this, the only reason that Kevin Durant went to Golden State, he has no loyalty to that team. He hated that team. They knocked out his Thunder three times. He hates that team, or hated, I should say. The only reason KD went there is because he became obsessed with the ring. He needed that ring. He needed that ability to go out and get that ring. And with who the Cavaliers have now, I mean, if KD would have joined that team, they're better than the Warriors. And that's the difference. Everyone's talking about, oh, LeBron James is still the best player in the world. You put KD on any team in this league, they're infinitely better. You put LeBron James on this any team, I don't think they are. I really don't. Because LeBron isn't going to take over games the way that KD is going to take over games. He doesn't have the killer instinct. He doesn't want the last shot. He would rather be a team player. LeBron is a guy that needs a team around him. LeBron is a guy that needs to have those reliable bench players, those reliable, fill-in guys. KD's a guy that can go out and score 50 every night. He doesn't need anybody else. In fact, I think he was 1 or 2 years away from coming to blows with Russell Westbrook because he wasn't the man. KD doesn't need LeBron. He doesn't need Durant. Oh, he is Durant. He doesn't need Curry. He doesn't need anybody. He needs himself, and he needs the closest path possible to the ring. And right now, that's Golden State. He wouldn't have cared if it was the Utah Jazz. He wouldn't have cared if it was the Phoenix Suns. He didn't care. Closest path to the championship. Least path of resistance. That's what he would do. LeBron James doesn't have that option. He just doesn't. LeBron James is, I guess the best way to say this, LeBron James is sort of between a rock and a hard place right now. Because LeBron James doesn't have the ability to win games himself. KD does. Kyrie Irving does not have the ability to win games himself. Steph Curry does. J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, Kevin Love don't have the ability to win games themselves. Well, neither do Draymond Green, Zaza Pachulia, rest of that Warriors team, it doesn't matter. But they have the two guys who can win it themselves. Cavaliers don't have that. That's the dynamic. That's the difference. That's why we're done with LeBron James. That's why the era is over. we might see, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt here, we might have one more LeBron James championship. One more. That's it, though. And I don't mean championship in terms of him winning it. I mean championship in terms of him just appearing in it. It's totally possible. But that's it. After that, done. Like the song Dunzo Cordero, that's it. So again, brought to you here today by Skidmore College Northeast Snowplow Repair, Alpha Hoops, Glens Falls Gladiators, who are going to be starting up again pretty soon. We are looking at the NBA Finals recap. The Kevin Durant I just mentioned, is he now the new best player in the world? The Red Sox, who I wanted to get some take from Joe on here, but if he would ever put his damn headphones on. Red Sox keeping pace with the Yankees, but are the Yankees the real deal? Can I finally get Joe to admit that the Yankees are the real deal? Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather has been scheduled for the 26th. I mean, I have mixed emotions, mixed feelings on this. I'm not quite sure exactly what to say about this or who to feel or who to pick. I got a couple good grinds in my gears. We'll have the Joe Dacre hot take. But Joe's mic apparently is all messed up, and it's funny because I have people listening today. I tell people, hey, we got the show going on. We got this. We got that. And, you know, you should check it out. And, of course, stuff gets messed up. Jeremy can't make it. Joe's mic's not working, blah, blah, blah. So what we're going to do is we're about at the time right now. We'll take a quick commercial break, and I'll get Joe on after the break, hopefully with a working microphone. And if that's the case, then we'll talk a little sports today. We'll be back.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Think about it. You're on your phone every day. You're browsing websites, mobile apps, video content, social media, all to stay connected. Well, you know what? Someone's got to produce that content. Should it be you? Get the hands-on learn-by-doing training at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in months, not years. We place thousands of grads coast to coast. Day and evening classes begin soon. Connecticut School of Broadcasting with 12 East Coast campuses from Massachusetts to Miami. Visit gocsb.com.
Do you or does someone you know have a snowplow that needs some TLC? Well, I've got the place for you. Northeast Snowplow Repair. With more than 20 years experience of repairing plows, you know you'll be in good hands. They specialize in straightening, welding, fabrication, and more. Just give them a call. 603-627-9053 and tell them overtime.news sent.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue and you can use like anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Andrew from Connecticut School of Broadcasting. How was work today? Did you love it? Well, I sure did. Actually, I produced this commercial. I watched our new class of students learn studio production from industry professionals. And as a graduate of Connecticut School of Broadcasting, later I'm going to an advanced workshop on sports videography. Sound good? Everybody should love what they do, right? Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or gocsb.com or just Google us, Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
So I'm trying to get Joe on the line here, and you know, it's funny because usually we got the opening banter, we've got the back and forth. The way, if you're not familiar with the show and the way things work out here, we have our opening banter. We just talk about nonsense for like the first half hour. It's fun. There's contests. There's different things. I can't do a contest with myself. What am I going to do with myself? Well, I could name a few things, none of which are appropriate for the airwaves. But I can't do that with myself. I can't do, stump Joe Danker. I can't do stump the Bloom. I can't do any of that stuff. I can't do any of that. And Joe has seemingly dropped off the map here. He had logged in, and I don't know exactly where he is now. And that's upsetting to me. I've been trying to get a hold of him. And Joe is leaving me hanging here because the first half hour of the show is supposed to be the most fun part of the show. Then we get into the meat and potatoes of this whole thing, and he's nowhere to be seen. So I'm gonna stay up here like a struggling stand-up comic and continue to bomb here, and y'all are gonna sit there and listen to me and love it, love every second of it, and laugh at me and laugh at my pity and laugh at all of my plight. And yeah, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. So, here we go. Jumping on the line now. Yeah, actually, we do have a caller here. Please tell me this is Jeremy.
Yeah, what's going on?
I know you don't got long, but can you whip Joe into shape?
How am I going to do that?
I don't know how you're going to. Are you out of breath?
I'm on the toilet, jackass.
Why are you calling from the toilet?
Because I told you, I can't, I have to sneak out, you ass.
Well, I'm a little upset about the fact that you're calling on the toilet, Jeremy. But
what do you want me to do?
I would rather you just. Well, I guess it's okay. Yeah, I guess it's okay. You're calling from the toilet, but.
Yes.
So real quick, because I'm waiting to get Joe, because Joe called in here. He logged in. Everything was all great, and then. He said, oh, I couldn't hear you well. The microphone screwed up, but he could. Everybody can hear me because everybody can hear me fine.
I can hear you all right.
Yeah, exactly. And then he signed off, and now I can't seem to get a hold of him. And I'm like, Joe, I'm dying up here, bro. Like, what are you doing? So
what the hell you want me to do? Hold his hand?
No, you whip him into shape. You guys are New Englanders together. What are you doing?
What are you then?
I'm sitting here by myself, not used to doing this by myself. I mean, I should be used to doing this by myself. I mean, I was with myself for freaking 6 years, but I'm used to having you guys now.
Yes.
Used to having you guys now.
I have 5 minutes I can give you.
Well, all right, let me run through a recap and what I opened the show with. And that was, have we seen the end of the LeBron James era? Is this the new Kevin Durant, Steph Curry era?
Well, I'll tell you. Unless he gets like Paul George or Hayward to come there, I think so. This team is unbelievable. I'm
it's like a
surprised.
Video game, dude. It's stupid.
Yes. Durant averaged like 40 points a game, man, practically. And then Klay Thompson was lousy. He couldn't shoot. It was unbelievable. Like, Draymond Green wasn't that great. Curry was okay. But this team is – you have to have four players like that.
Well like I was saying, as one of my examples.
Kyrie Irving. That's it. Kevin
well, exactly.
Sucks.
Well, one of my examples was LeBron James can't win a game – like, he can't win in the finals by himself.
Like,
for instance, if you were to put LeBron James on any random team, he couldn't win with the Phoenix Suns. He couldn't win with the Utah Jazz. He couldn't win with the – you drop LeBron James onto the 76ers, and they're not exponentially better, okay?
Well,
you drop Kevin Durant.
They're better. They're better.
Okay, but you drop Kevin Durant, and they're going to the playoffs. Okay, that's the difference because – I think Kevin Durant is a scorer. He can score 50 at any time. LeBron James just disappears. And
you
that's what I hate about him is the end of that game, the end of game five, his body language, man, it was like almost like he was okay with losing. You see that body language?
Disappears. Wait a minute. He won his title last year. I think if Green didn't get suspended that last day, they would have won anyway. But – you know, he brought the title to Cleveland.
That is
I think the pressure. I think the pressure's off of him. The monkey's off his back to win a title in Cleveland. So he's never going to be Jordan. I hate that goddamn comparison, and I think it's unfair to him, and it's unfair to Michael Jordan. But you know, the guy still. I think he's probably the second best player of all time, behind Jordan. Like, I mean, what's wrong with that?
Let me ask you this, because I know you don't got very long. The Celtics, are they closer than we think to competing in
no.
the East to perhaps go to the finals?
Please. No. Did you watch any of
Celtics
those games played against Cleveland? Yes. Look, after
yes,
that
I did,
game,
but you don't think they're one
game,
superstar
I said,
away?
Oh, I don't think they're even close. Look, what do they really have? Isaiah Thomas gets hurt, okay, and after that, it was a joke. There's no scoring. They have no scoring. Avery Bradley plays okay defense. He's not a 25-point scorer. Marcus Smart, he has 27 points some games, and he has 5 the next. Al Horford's not the same player he was 5 years ago. They have no scoring. This team needs – I personally think this team needs to trade the first pick to get Paul George or somebody like that. If they sign Gordon Hayward, it's still not going to put him over the top. Markelle Fultz is not the answer. He's going to take 3 or 4 years to develop. This team has a window now. It's not going to be open very long. You know, LeBron's, you know, his career is coming to the end, but like.
Are
you
sure it's going to be Markelle Fultz?
I don't know who else they would take.
If it's Lonzo Ball, I'm going to lose my mind.
I can't deal with him. I can't.
I don't mind Lonzo. I don't want to deal with his father.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's a very good shooter. Like, he's a point guard they need, but
true.
This team desperately needs scoring. Markelle Fultz is the best scorer in this draft. Well, actually, I think. De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk are pretty good too, but they need scoring.
And
you can't win without scoring. I'm sorry.
Let me just condense all this. No, I'm just gonna. I'm trying to help you out. I got an hour and 25 minutes left on the air here, dude. I'm trying to help you out because I know you gotta go. The Red Sox are keeping pace, but the Yankees are what 13 games over 500 right now. Aaron Judge is a monster. Sanchez is heating back up. The problem is we don't have a pitching. Tanaka's arm is shot. CeCe's hurt again. Our bullpen is crumbling. So unless the Yankees score 4, 5, 6 runs a game, they're not winning games.
Yeah.
Do you think the Red Sox...
Severino's been okay. Oh, I wrote please.
Well, Severino's been all right. But we mollywopped you guys the last couple games. You guys won the first one, and then it was like... After that, it's been over. We've won 5 of 6 games we played against you guys. Are the Yankees – can I finally get the biggest Red Sox fan that I know, besides possibly Joe, who is still MIA, to admit on the air? The Yankees the real deal this year?
You know what the problem – I'm not sure yet because I don't know what their pitching is going to be. Sanchez has been great.
Dude, statistics are saying
I think the last time
they had an offense this good, you know what it was? 1998. You know what happened in 1998?
The best team ever. Yeah,
they had the best record in baseball and won the World Series.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that team at least had pitching. Man. That team had, Cone was still around.
That team had everything.
But, I mean, I think this team is close. I think that they need more pitchers. Like, who the hell doesn't? Like Tanaka, I don't trust that guy in game 7 of the playoffs. Sabathia is my age, for Christ's sake. I don't know what he's got left. Severino is still kind of coming along. Pineda's finally starting to put together. Listen, it's possible, yes. I just don't know. I'm not sure. Like, I think they can score, Roddick. I mean, Sanchez is okay. Judge is – I don't think he's going to – he's on a freaking high. He's ridiculous. Holiday's even hitting. You got Gregorius and Castro hitting too. Headley's is the weakest link on that team, but they'll probably bring up Gleyber Torres to replace his sorry ass. But I think they're heading in the right direction. I'm not sure if their pitching is going to hold up. I honestly, Chris Sale on the Red Sox is better than anybody the Yankees have, so I take him. I know the Red Sox pitching is not. I don't know what they're going to be, so it's going to be interesting. I don't think anybody else. Toronto, unless Toronto makes some kind of ridiculous trade, they're done. Baltimore, they don't have enough pitching. Tampa Bay not enough money, so it's going to be a two-team race. I think the winner wins the division, the loser gets a wild card. So that's what I think.
The last one for you, because I know you got to bounce, man.
Yeah, I got to go.
August 26th.
Yes.
It has been tentatively scheduled, but I think it's going to happen. McGregor Mayweather.
I heard.
Who
about
you got?
I think this is a. I don't understand this. Like, this is all for money, if you ask me. I honestly hope McGregor beats the hell out of him because I can't stand Mayweather. But if this is a straight up boxing match, I just don't know what McGregor could do. I mean, I think he can hold his own. He's a fighter. I mean, regardless of what sport it is, and Mayweather's past his prime. And McGregor, who the hell knows? I'm floored by this. Like I saw the odds makers. Like Mayweather's the favorite. I think it's what, like 2-1 odds. Like, are you kidding me?
Well, it's a boxing match. Of course he's the favorite.
Yeah, I feel like if I spent $70 on this on pay-per-view, I'd blow my brains out. I mean, wasting my time. Unbelievable. I have no – I'd like to see McGregor win, but I have no idea. I really – honestly, from my first time in life, I have no idea who's going to win because I don't even know how hard Mayweather's training for this. You know, if he really –
Do you have a grind
seriously.
In my gears?
That one, yeah. This whole thing grinds my gears. I think this is a complete waste of time. This is a money deal because I think it's really stupid. I'm surprised Don King's not involved because he's usually involved in all that crap. I think it's hilarious, truthfully. I think it's funny, but I think it's stupid. It's a waste of time.
I think I deleted the McGregor soundbite.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I thought I had it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, I got to run.
The insurance must have deleted.
Yeah.
That's fine, man.
Not surprised.
What you got to do.
All right, I'll let you know what I can do it again.
Alright, bye. God, see you later. Coming up after the commercial break, we're not going to take one right now. I know we just took one. I'm just saying, coming up after that, I will have the McGregor comments on how he feels regarding the Mayweather fight because he has said he could do, and he's been on record saying this, that he's been on record saying that he's got training in everything from jiu-jitsu to boxing to karate to Taekwondo to wrestling to semi-pro to Greco-Roman to everything you can imagine he has trained in. And he said that Floyd Mayweather can only box. Well, isn't that what the hell you guys are doing? It's a boxing match.
So you got to take the best defensive fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, right? Not so fast. I'm taking McGregor because of his fighting spirit. Now, I understand boxing rules. This is going to be favor advantage Mayweather, hands down. Because Mayweather can do what Mayweather has done so well in all the last couple of big fights, and that's hug. When he gets in trouble, just hug the opponent. Now, if this was a bar fight, McGregor all day long. But it's just the rules of boxing, as dumb as he is. Now, I'm going to sound like a jerk here saying this, but as dumb as he is, Floyd Mayweather knows boxing inside and out. He's a tactician in that ring. It's going to be a tight one, man. I don't think this is the same as the Mackey. Jesus, what is up with me today? Joe, you're throwing me off. I don't know if this is going to be the same as the Mayweather-Pacquiao in terms of, yeah, it was a big money fight. It was a popularity fight. It was this and that. But it was also like two solid Hall of Fame boxers going at it. It's going to probably be what Jeremy said, and that's a money grab. But it's going to be a money grab. I'm going to love to see. I mean, who doesn't love watching Conor McGregor press conferences, throwing water bottles at guys, cursing, getting up at Dana White's face? I mean, everything that you want in professional wrestling, this guy brings to UFC, McGregor. And that is awesome because boxing is so boring nowadays. Boxing is boring to begin with. But it's so boring nowadays. And so when you bring in that little element of show and you get the actor slash fighter, the guy who's going to entertain you while kicking the hell out of somebody, you need that. You need that, and you don't have enough of that in boxing. So either way, this is going to be a barn burner of a fight. I mean, go to Hooters, get your wings, get an 8-pack and watch this fight, because it's gonna be absolutely fantastic. Not necessarily from a boxing standpoint. If you like boxing, no, probably not. It'll probably be a terrible boxing match. Entertainment. I mean, seriously, this is like probably better than any of the crap you're gonna see being put out on WWE right now. Honestly, I'm not lying. It's probably the case. So, you know, go and check that out. And again, we'll be there. We'll be there with Overtime.News, Red Swarby Radio. And I don't know why everything's all messed up today with Joe and I'm yawning and Jeremy has to call in. And it's Murphy's Law. You notice that? It's Murphy's Law. When you expect something to go flawlessly because you know that there's people listening, be it a job interview, be it a radio show like this, be it anything, it could be a freaking math test, okay? And you know people are looking over your shoulder, you and people are expecting you to do something to a certain quality. It always messes up, constantly, always. It's Murphy's Law. And that's what's going on a little bit of today. So, but again, we're waiting on Joe so we can have a little back and forth banter here because he's the baseball guy. I don't know too much about the stats of baseball. Like I follow it, tell you Aaron Judge's batting average. I can pretty much tell you the entire batting statistics of the entire Yankee team. But why would I just want to spoon feed you statistics? That's no fun. Nobody wants that. So I want a little bit of back and forth. I want a little bit of breaking Joe's balls here a little bit about the Red Sox and how they're, I believe dropped into third. I got to check. But again, Joe has been MIA here today. So now, for those of you listening, that lovely voice that you just heard, Jeremy, is my normal co-host. Joe was supposed to be sort of a special guest here today, And I don't know what's going on with that. But Jeremy will be back. He'll be back very soon. In fact, I think tomorrow's show, I believe, Jeremy will be back for. This is a one-and-done type of thing. So, at least for me being up here by myself and dying like a bad stand-up comic. So, what I'm going to do is before we get into the break, is and I'll have the Mayweather audio and clips and all that for you guys as well, but LeBron James, as I was mentioning, and again, I want to talk football, but there's no football. There's nothing to talk about. This is baseball, NBA draft and playoffs, NHL, the Penguins, but again, I'm not really an NHL guy. So what's the most recent thing that happened? LeBron James. So that's what we're going to talk about, LeBron James. That's what everybody wants to hear, right? So LeBron James, as I said, is – probably, okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and this is going to be a bold statement, and if you don't agree with it, feel free to call in. If you do agree with it, call in, 713-955-0359, and state your opinion. But LeBron is both overrated and underrated player in the league. Now think about that. They're both overrated and underrated player in the league. And when I say that, I'm going to go first, I'll address the first word of that quote and say overrated. LeBron James doesn't show up in big moments. He just doesn't. And it's not the fact that he can't. It's not the fact that height and size and skill and shooting ability-wise and all that he's not the best player possibly ever. He just doesn't have that killer mentality. He just doesn't want it. I remember watching Jordan back in the day. And I hate the Jordan comparisons to LeBron more than anybody else. So the one time you're ever going to hear a Jordan comparison with LeBron from me is right now. And that's Jordan would take over a game, especially if they were down. That last 2 minutes, Jordan would own. He would not pass the ball. He would do everything. When I say everything, I mean defense. I mean lockdown defense. Lockdown defense. Rebounding, taking every shot, dunking, trying to get to the foul line, everything. Same thing with Kobe. 2 minutes on the line, game on the line, 2 minutes left, rather. Who do you want shooting that basketball? Well, Kobe Bryant. Did he always make it? No. Okay. A lot of the times he missed. But he took the shot. LeBron James took the shot how many times? Once? In that series against the Spurs when they were swept and he missed the game winner. I believe it was game three. It would have won for them. That, ever since that moment, that was a defining moment for LeBron. He has become a quote-unquote team player. And it's not because he really cares about the dynamics of the team. Now, again, I can't speak for him. I'm not in LeBron's mind. I'm not LeBron's agent. But it's not, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, that LeBron James really cares about team. That LeBron James really cares about the whole dynamic of being on a team and winning a championship as a team and going back to Cleveland and all that was an act. If he loved Cleveland so much, he wouldn't have went to Miami. Okay, he chased the ring. And that's all these players do. That's all KD did. Why is nobody hating on Kevin Durant for leaving Oklahoma City? Well, because Kevin Durant's not LeBron James. Why not? He's got better numbers than LeBron. All season long, he's got better numbers than LeBron. He averaged more points, more rebounds, assists, everything, steals. Kevin Durant's a better player, folks. He's the better player. Hands down, he's a better player. But nobody seems to want to let go of LeBron James. And I understand it. He's been force-fed to us. He's been the golden child,
for the last half decade. I get it. But it's over. It is done. Because Kevin Durant has surpassed him as being the top player in the world. Now, I have the stats to prove it, and I'm going to pull these up right here. And, in fact, I might do that after the break as well. But I'm going to pull these up. LeBron James just doesn't have it. He chased the ring back to Cleveland. And we crucified him when he chased the ring to Miami. And by we, I mean the media and most of the fans and everything. But crucified this man. Kevin Durant's doing the same thing. The only reason Kevin Durant didn't stay in Oklahoma City is because Oklahoma City had no chance at a title in the near future. Kevin Durant wanted to win now. Kevin Durant didn't want to build a team. He didn't want to be part of a team and, oh, I'm jolly. I'm on the Oklahoma City, and this is going to be great, and let's get free agents, and let's build through the draft, and let's be a dynasty in 5 years. No. He wants to win now. So he went to the best possible team to do that. Do you blame the guy? Honestly, you wanna nail LeBron to a board for the same thing. Kevin Durant did the same thing. Don't forget that. So before you want to get all high and mighty on Durant, you might want to take a look at LeBron James here. I'll have the stats for you. I'll have everything pulled up. Usually Joe's my stat guy, intern guy. He's messing the whole thing up for you. So, but what we're going to do, just for the rundown here, is when I get back, my final thoughts on LeBron James, I'm going to give you a little bit of Yankees-Red Sox talk and a little bit more Conor McGregor talk. But I think today's going to be a little bit shorter of a show, unfortunately, than it would be because it's just me up here and on. I had segments. Check this out. Okay, it's not just me. Joe is hurting all of you. And how? Well, I had a great grind to my gears. I had a couple of trivia questions for him. I had a hot take for him. I had some funny Christian Laettner references. For those of you who listen to the show, you know what I'm referencing, but I have some new things about that for him, some new developments. But he's MIA. He's gone. So, Joe, if you are listening to this, I'm very, very, very upset with you.
Well, sir, while I may not agree with what you say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
And I'm happy about that. I truly am. We'll be back right after this.
The only thing more exciting than watching sports is being a part of the action, working in a career in sports broadcasting. And there's no better place to get the training you need than at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. We've placed thousands of grads in rewarding careers coast to coast. We're enrolling now for day and evening classes that begin soon. Connecticut School of Broadcasting with 12 East Coast campuses from Massachusetts to Miami. Visit GoCSB.com.
Snowfall might be over in New England, but what about next winter? Don't get caught off guard with a damaged plow once that first snowflake of the 2016 winter hits. Go talk to Andy Burke at Northeast Snowplow Repair. After repairing plows for more than 20 years, they have established themselves as the number one snowplow repair spot in New Hampshire. Call 603-627-9053 and tell them overtime.news sent you.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When the unthinkable happens? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
So we're back here. And I'm looking at some of these quotes and from Conor McGregor, and dude is absolutely out of his mind. And I was going to play a little bit of the soundbite here for you. The commercial break ended a little bit too quick, so I might throw on a little something for you to listen to that was a little funny that our morning station captured this morning, and I think it might be actually, you know, kind of humorous for you in the spirit of SummerSlam coming up if you're a wrestling fan. So I might grab that from the Z Morning News earlier just while I'm uploading the comments and things from Conor McGregor. So, here's one of the things that he said. He says that he's in the game of spinning plates. He says it doesn't matter what plate it is, boxing plate, jiu-jitsu plate, tai chi plate, karate plate. He can study them all. If he has to put those plates away and just focus on boxing, he's the most dangerous man in the world. And you know, I'll play the clip for you, but I'm not lying. That's what the dude said. So is that the case? Perhaps, possibly. I think he's going to get a little bit of a wake-up call in August. I think he's stepping into the ring with somebody he doesn't fully understand. But again, we will find that out in August. So I'm going to pull up some of these clips and things like that. So for those of you who might be a wrestling fan, pay attention to this. The Z Morning News caught this morning on a prank call. It was actually pretty humorous. And the reason I'm playing it on a sports show is because it's sort of sports related. I mean, a lot of people consider wrestling to be a sport. And, you know, we only had the one commercial break there. It was a little shorter. So we'll grab you the rest of that time. So take a listen to this, and I'll be back right after
this. This week's phone scam. Check it out.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who is this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE Champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE SuperSlam? Right now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again. But thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes those six men in a steel cage chutes and ladders match at WWE SuperSlam. Order now and save $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night!
Listen!
WWE SuperSlam!
Hey, sir!
Taking on Shane!
Quit calling my house!
The Undertaker!
Quit calling me!
CM Punk! And even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match! WWE SuperSlam!
Listen! Hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming in your little sirens and whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested. Stop calling my fucking house. Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena!
But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Superstar?
For the love of all that is stop calling my house.
John
before
Cena.
I get your number, I will track you down and absolutely tear you
Flatter.
To pieces. Do you understand me?
Explosion.
I know you are John
Fireball.
Cena, crazy motherfucker. Calling my house now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house. I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f**ks again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John Cena!
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
I can't believe you're still calling me. I'm about to lose my I swear I'm about to call the police.
Hello. You have a collect call from
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
Oh, f*** your mother. Listen! Stop calling! Is listening not your strong suit? I'm pretty sure it f*** is, but you're not hearing me! Shut your f***ing beaten down brain from Super Slam and listen! I don't care if they're $59, $49, $39, $39. I don't want it. It won't happen. It's not coming on my TV again. It won't be allowed in this house. You understand me? Never again will I be wrestling here in this house. Not a piece of going through closets and taking out T-shirts and burning them and calling the police and telling you that you're harassing me. Stop it now. And I am calling the police. Good luck to you. Have a nice day. F*** yourself. God damn.
Hold on. Marie, this is the Z Morning Zoo Radio
Hi.
Show on Z104. How are you?
What?
We've been phone scamming you. Your husband Donnie told us to phone.
We are all in a fight right now. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you.
I couldn't believe the mouth thought you had on you.
Oh
my God. Well, listen.
I haven't had my coffee yet. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know how
well, listen. We won't be calling you back anymore. I promise. Okay.
Thank Jesus.
You won't have to hear this. All right, you won't have to hear that anymore.
I swear to God, I was gonna go to jail, and it was bad.
The brilliant work from the Z Morning Zoo Radio guys. It's always fun when you get the prank calls, the phone scams. I could just imagine doing one myself. I mean, or getting one myself. I don't understand. You just hang up. You just hang up on the guy. I don't get it. I don't know why. Well, we were playing that for you and letting you guys in on that. I was able to find the Conor McGregor highlight clips here. And let me get back into this bad boy here where I uploaded it. And Conor, he had some words to say when he signed the contract. A lot of people thought that he wasn't even going to sign. I shouldn't say that. They thought Conor was going to sign the contract. They knew he was all about it. Conor was the one who challenged Floyd Mayweather. Everybody thought Mayweather wasn't going to sign the contract, and he finally did. And I don't think us here in the sports world were necessarily surprised. And I don't think Conor was surprised, but he definitely had some words for it, doesn't he?
Breaking news reaching us here at themaclife.com as we can exclusively reveal to you that Conor McGregor has signed his contract in regards to a boxing match with Floyd Mayweather. In a statement provided to themaclife.com earlier on, from Mr. McGregor himself, he told us, It is an honor to sign this record-breaking deal alongside my partners Zuffa LLC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and Paradigm Sports Management. The first and most important part of this historic contract has now officially been signed off on. Congratulations to all parties involved. We now await Al Heyman and his boxer signature in the coming days. Now, it remains to be seen whether Floyd Mayweather and his camp have signed a similar deal. However, all that we can confirm to you is that Conor McGregor and his camp have signed off on their end. For any breaking news on this story, for any updates, check out The Mac Life on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and we will have it to you as soon as we get it.
So that actually wasn't the clip I was looking for. I was looking for the Conor McGregor actually talking about it. So I might upload another one here in a minute. But again, that's what I need interns for. That's what I need Joe here for. Like, I can't do all of this myself. I shouldn't have to. I'm not here to cry over spilled milk. It happens. So we'll talk a little bit about this here. So apparently it's scheduled for the 26th. MGM Grand Las Vegas, of course, as it always is. The purse is upwards of 70 plus million, I think, something like that. It's ridiculous. These two are going to square off in arguably the richest fight of all time. Arguably, like, hands down, the richest fight. Like, it's not even close, the richest fight. And I'm trying to find the numbers here. And again, Joe's quicker with finding this stuff than I am. And, I love putting these people on blast when they don't do what they're supposed to do. I'm just going to totally, the whole rest of the show, I'm just going to complain about Joe. It's going to happen. So, and Jeremy will be back with us tomorrow. So, that's fine. But anyways, so listening to this here, McGregor and Mayweather. Mayweather, I'm typing it in here, purse, okay? The purse on this match, again, at the MGM Grand, the 26th, which is actually 5 days after my birthday. So maybe this could be like a birthday present for me, perhaps, or something fun. Here it is, $100 million demand. So that was a little bit of what I think drove Conor McGregor to really push the Floyd Mayweather issue. Floyd Mayweather wanted $100 million for this match, which is pretty standard when you look at boxing and guys on his level, and you look at what he's been able to do in the boxing world. $100 million is not bad, okay? But he only wanted them to give Conor McGregor 15. Now, the average person will look at $15 million. And I mean, their eyes would be as big as Jupiter, and they'd be like, yeah, I'll take it. Sure, why not? $15 million, hell yeah. But when you're talking $100 million to $15 million, there's a pretty steep drop off there. And the clip that I was looking for, which I'm probably going to upload as we're speaking here, if I can find it, talks about that. If he gets $100 million, why don't I get $100 million? Conor McGregor said. He was undefeated at the time. Yeah, he's got that one loss, which everybody was saying that he threw the loss, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if he did or not. The first fight with Diaz. I don't know if that happened. But if it did, there was probably a reason behind it. Okay. But here's what McGregor had to say about that. Okay. He said he went on ESPN's First Take this week. He says, you guys keep hearing all these different rumors about different fighters wanting to fight Floyd Mayweather. Everybody keeps talking about Conor McGregor. He's blowing smoke up everybody's you-know-what. Dana White, the UFC, let's make it happen. Bring him over to the boxing world, and I'll show him what it's like, is what Mayweather said. Okay. Now, Mayweather was supposedly be the retired boxing champion. There's no reason for him to take this fight. Zero. Why would he take this fight? Money. And I'll tell you right now, it's the ching ching and the bling bling. It's got to be. There's zero other motivation for him to take this fight. Because Mayweather could actually get hurt here. Mayweather hasn't been touched. He's barely broken a sweat in his other fights. He's going to get touched here. McGregor's going to lay some hands on him. That boy is solid. So Mayweather then, he responds to McGregor's most recent demand, and that's what that was, about the quote that I just read, okay? McGregor is UFC's lightweight champion. He isn't expected to return to the octagon until next May, so he's taking a break for the birth of his first child. Great, awesome, okay, wonderful. Now, Mayweather was 49-0. I think McGregor was something like 26-1 or something like that. I got to look at the exact record. But 49-0, you know he's going to want to make 50. 49 is just not an aesthetically pleasing number. You know, I mean, they made the decibel system around 10. It's a pleasing number to the mind, to the eye, to hear. 10. It sounds official. You know, so in increments of 10, always are going to sound the most official. So, you know, he's going to want 50. He's wanted 50 forever. He wanted it to be Pacquiao again, but Pacquiao's arms are basically falling off his body, so it's not going to be him. So who else? Who else but to bring over a guy that maybe you wouldn't expect? A guy who is probably, and I mean pun intended here, the best hands-down striker in all of UFC. Mayweather says here, "We tried to make the Conor McGregor fight. They know what my number is. They know my number is a guaranteed $100 million. That was my number. We are willing to give him $15 million, and then we can talk about splitting the percentage, the back end, on the pay-per-view. But of course, we're the A side. How could a guy talk about making $20 or $30 million if he has never made $8 or $9 million a fight?" So he is just calling him out. Straight up calling him out. Well, McGregor actually, on the other hand, holds the record. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but he holds the record for the richest disclosed purse when it comes to in UFC anyway. And that was $3 million, and that's not including pay-per-view bonuses for his UFC 202 fight over Nate Diaz in the rematch in August. Okay, his UFC 205 purse from the Eddie Alvarez fight. He became the first fighter to hold titles in separate weight classes simultaneously, and it remains undisclosed in that. Ronda Rousey equaled McGregor's UFC mark of $3 million for her loss to Amanda Nunes at UFC 207. So it's just one of those things where boxing has become stupid money. UFC, which those guys should make more money, have been making, you know, just much lower amounts, okay? And boxing is one of those things now that's sort of an obsolete sport. I'm sorry, but who's going to sit around and go, "Hey, you know, you want to watch the boxing match with me this weekend?" No, everybody talks about the fight. Everybody talks about a UFC fight. Nobody watches boxing. Okay, my grandfather still watches boxing. That's about the audience that boxing attracts. Boxing needed this. Boxing, think about it. Boxing needed Conor McGregor because he brings that passion. He brings that flair. He brings that flame that boxing is lacking. Think about it. I mean, Floyd Mayweather is your most polarizing boxing figure. What does he do? He jumps around a couple times, takes his mouthpiece out, puts it back in. Talks tough when he's 5'2". He doesn't have that in-ring flair. McGregor does. McGregor's a firecracker, man. Boxing needs it. Don't think about, you know, professional sports not being money grabs. I'm not a conspiracy theorist over here, okay? But I have my conspiracies on certain things. This is one of them. Boxing needs this fight. This wasn't Conor McGregor saying, "Hey, man, I can kick your ass. I'm going to come over there to the boxing world and do it." And this wasn't Floyd Mayweather sitting back saying, "All right, white boy, come try." I mean, it was. Don't get me wrong. It was. But that's not what signs $100 million fights at the MGM Grand. A little trash talk. Not going to happen. Boxing, the officials in boxing,
they got involved in this. Don King, I'm sure, is involved in this somewhere. This has Don King's stench all over it. Boxing needs this fight. You look at the revenue of the last couple of boxing matches, 100 mil, 200 mil, 89 mil, 140 mil. And I'm talking per fighter. I'm talking Mayweather. That's what Mayweather brought in by himself. Okay? Not to mention the other fighter, plus the MGM Grand's fees, plus the pay-per-view and all the people that ordered it. Boxing is making money that they don't know what to do with. When's the last time you've seen boxing on cable television? You see Bellator every other day. UFC's on constantly. When can you find a boxing match? You got to go on one of those channels that most cable programs don't offer. You got to buy extra channels through Spectrum just to watch boxing. Okay, unless it's the Olympics or something. Not with UFC. So Conor McGregor is going to bring the fan base. He's going to bring the merchandise. He's going to bring the TV appeal. He's going to bring the younger crowd, the kids who look up to him. Kids don't look up to Floyd Mayweather. Half the kids who are in elementary and middle schools nowadays don't know who Floyd Mayweather is. Okay, he's 49-0, but he's 45 years old. Okay, let's not forget about that. Or maybe even older than that, actually. I might even be older than that. Conor McGregor brings the pizzazz that you need. He brings that element. So that's why they did it. It is straight up a money grab, not just for McGregor and not just for Mayweather, boxing as a whole. I mean, this has a chance to be bigger than the Thriller in Manila. This has a chance to be the biggest, hands-down, boxing event of all time. And, you know, I've uploaded some great trash talk. Actually, it's uploading at the moment between these two. And, you know, I used to think Mike Tyson was a great trash talker. And for those of you who, you know, want to go on and watch Mike Tyson trash talk right now on YouTube, you can find it. It's pretty readily available. These two guys talk a lot of trash about each other, and they're good at it. It's not like these guys are, you know, soft. It's not like these guys are you know, the B-side of a WWE, you know, wrestler. These guys are solid trash talkers that I would want on my team if I was, you know, going to play, you know, ball in the park or whatever it may be. I would want these guys, yeah, they would psych you up, man. You know, so that's, I think, what McGregor brings out about Mayweather. I mean, Mayweather's always been a loud mouth. He's always been a loud guy, okay, always. But McGregor sort of, I think, pushes his buttons a little more than I think Mayweather would like. And I'm uploading this clip right now, and I'll play it here for you in a second. I think you'll like it. It's a bunch of trash talking between these two, and it's just them going back and forth on different media elements, on a bunch of different you know, social avenues, be it the Jimmy Fallon show, be it Twitter, be it whatever it may be, Facebook Live. There's all different avenues of these guys going at it. And I want you to listen to this, and I want you to tell me that these two are not, hands down, probably the best talking fighters of all time. Now, before this happens, I know what you're going to say. Well, Chris, why? Why? Why are you making us listen to more clips? What, just because Joe's not there, we got to listen to a bunch of audio clips? Well, yes, actually, yes, you do. Okay, because I was not expecting to be up here by myself. I had nothing prepared. I was ready to bounce ideas off of him. I was going to argue with him the whole show, like I usually do, and tell him that my opinions are right and his are wrong. But I can't do that now. I have no way of doing that. So I'm going to get back into this topic in a little bit here, and then I'll close out the show with a Grinds My Gears, which I think you guys will like from me. I got a new one. And I've also got some Yankee stats and things like that for you, for all those Yankees Red Sox fans out there. So check this out. It is uncensored. So for those of you listening on the FM side, you're going to hear beeps in here. For those of you listening on the internet side, you will hear the actual words. So if you have kids or whatever with you, you might want to hide them in the other room or something, or figure it out. But anyway, here we go.
You are the same weight as Mayweather, as anyone's ever seen.
Look, if you're asking would I like to fight Floyd, I mean, who would not like to dance around the ring for $180 million?
Yeah.
If we were to fight I certainly know he would not want to step into my world, the world of pure unarmed combat, where there is no limitations. But I most certainly would step into his world.
They have you fighting MMA fighters now. They have you doing all this stuff. How do you?
It's possible. You know, it's possible. So you know, it was a name that was shot at me. You know, but the rumors that y'all been hearing is the rumors that I started. It may not be a rumor. So you know, keep your fingers crossed. It may be a boxer versus an MMA fighter. So we just don't know.
But let's start with Conor McGregor because. That sounded like Floyd Mayweather. You said you started that rumor yourself. So that sounded like you were looking for a little attention, though.
Well, it's really not a rumor. The fight may happen. You know, we really don't know as of right now. But do I think the fight will happen? Absolutely.
Really? Are we talking a boxing match or an MMA match?
A boxing match, because most fights that Conor McGregor won inside the octagon, he was a stand-up guy.
What do you tell all the fans about Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor? Because the whole world is breaking the internet.
Oh man! I gotta say, Conor McGregor, he's tough. He's a tough competitor. And most guys that Conor McGregor, you know, every time he go out there and fight, when he kick ass in a stand-up position. So if the fight does happen, which I truly believe is gonna be record-breaking, I'm truly blessed way beyond belief. And I can't overlook no one. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a master plan to make that fight happen. It hasn't happened yet, but we locked down some dates.
I don't know if you saw this, but Monday morning you took over the internet. Front page of every newspaper about what you said, that the only fight you're coming back for is McGregor. And the first people were
what
like...
Conor McGregor?
The first people thought you were joking, but now when they see that it's coming to fruition and may be the real deal, everybody's into it.
We're just working. Just working. Everything takes time. Working. We haven't talked yet. You know, pretty sure we'll get to talking real soon. Cause I know everyone wants to see this fight before the end of the year.
Whether real?
I hear the boy talking. Said he gets $100 million. I get $7 million. That's a pay cut to me. I don't take pay cuts. I thought boxing was where the money was at. $7 million is absolutely laughable. He's talking $100 million. I'm also talking $100 million. I'm 27 years of age, and I'm just about halfway through a $100 million contract. He's getting old now. You know, I have the size, I have the reach, I have the height, I have the youth. He needs me. I don't need him.
Are there any thoughts to a future potential boxing match with Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, of course. Right now I have Floyd running around the Showtime offices gathering my money. That's what he's doing. He's running around the Showtime offices begging for those executives to come up with $100 million cash for me to fight me. So as soon as he gets my money, we can fight.
Conor McGregor's an MMA fighter. He uses your name before his last fight. He's fighting your name now. What do you make of that? Of another sport, another fighter wanting to fight you?
You know, I try to play the background. That's why when the fighters fight, I don't get in the ring and try to steal the fighter's shine. You know, sometimes the fighter asks me, please come in the ring. When they ask me to come in the ring, that's when I go. But most of the time, I try to stay on the sideline. I had my time to shine. Great career. It's time for these other young fighters to shine.
So, Floyd, as far as Conor McGregor, what are your thoughts on him now? Because a lot of people are still wondering about you and him and what your thoughts on him overall.
Well, tonight, it's about Mayweather promotions. I tried to make the fight happen between me and Conor McGregor. We wasn't able to make the fight happen, so we must move on.
Press conference and Conor brought your name up. Is that finished now, or do you think it'll ever happen?
Within my company, I'm the boss. I call the shot.
He might be the Floyd Mayweather of UFC, or he took some things from you to be...
I mean, if he did steal my blueprint, I think it's a good thing. He's a hell of a fighter.
Do you guys get the gist? These two have... They've had respect
They've had disrespect. They've had mixed feelings about one another. But overall, I think they both know that they're the two toughest competitors in their respective sports. And I'm looking at this way, and a lot of people are complaining about, oh, you can't bring McGregor over to, you know, to box. That's like Jordan trying to play baseball. Well, he did. Was he very good? No. But he was all right. Deion Sanders was all right. I think Floyd Mayweather will be an all right boxer. Oh, excuse me, not Floyd, I'm late. Conor McGregor will be an all right boxer. I think he will be able to maybe at least hold his own. Okay? It's not going to be like you send a guy over who plays soccer, who's never seen a baseball before in his life, to bat cleanup for the Yankees. Okay? You're sending over somebody who played both sports in college, and this is the Jordan example, of course, by the way. But, you know, instead of a guy who plays both sports in college, was a guy who was well-skilled in both sports. And you kind of just drop him into the fold and see how he does. Conor McGregor is well-skilled in boxing. He's not Floyd Mayweather, of course, but who is? That's like trying to say somebody's Muhammad Ali right now. I understand different weight classes and Muhammad Ali, you know, touchy subject right now with the sickness, but that's what he is, the modern-day Muhammad Ali. You can't deny that. I think that this is going to be an interesting predicament for Conor McGregor. This is going to be a match that is going to really, I think, define the career of Conor McGregor. He comes over and he loses. Badly sent back to UFC and he kind of fades into the abyss. He has his niche fans and whatever.
Okay.
If Conor McGregor comes to the boxing world, Conor McGregor beats Floyd Mayweather, it's going to break the internet. It's game over right there. Conor McGregor, instant A-list celebrity, as if he's not already. But boom, there it is, right there. And you know, McGregor just might have the heart to do it. If he loses that match to Mayweather, it's not going to be because of anything that Mayweather did to him. It's going to be because of the ticky-tack rules of boxing. It's going to be about, you know, the opponent hugging, which you know, Mayweather knows a little bit more about. It's going to be about the particular body blows in certain situations. It's going to be real technical stuff. Does McGregor have the ability to study up on that this quickly? It doesn't come as instinct. I mean, when you're 49-0 like Mayweather is, it comes as instinct. This isn't instinct for McGregor. This is pure training, pure studying. And I'm excited for it to happen. I want to see progressive things in sports. And I think this is one of them. I think this is a match, much like the Pacquiao match I mentioned earlier. Nobody thought it would happen. It's been signed and people still don't think it's going to happen. So what does that tell you about the viability of these two guys throughout history? Either way, I'm going to jump on my grinds my gears here. And the reason I'm doing Grinds My Gears, I never do it myself, but this is going to lead up to it for you. For those of you out there who might be Shaquille O'Neal fans, and in fact, I'm going to text somebody right now, so if you get a text from me, you'll know who it is. Shaquille O'Neal, okay, I just sent you a text. I was one of those people. I was a Shaquille O'Neal fan until now.
That's the one you got to live with.
This is true.
You know, some people like it, some people don't, but, you know, we'll see where it takes us.
What did you make of the Kyrie stuff?
I don't – it's true. The earth is flat.
Shaq, what are you talking about?
The earth is flat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Listen.
It's not.
There's three ways to manipulate the mind. What you read, what you see, and what you hear.
Okay. Conspiracies.
In school, first thing they teach us is, oh, Columbus discovered America. But when he got there, it was some fair-skinned people with the long hair smoking out of peace pipes. So what does that tell you? Mm-hmm. Columbus didn't discover America.
He found where some other people already lived.
I drive from coast to coast, and the shit's flat to me. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I drive from Florida to California all the time, and it's flat to me.
92 podcasts, and that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. That's a high bar to get over.
I do not go up and down in a 360-degree angle and all that stuff about gravity. Have you looked outside of Atlanta lately and seen all these buildings? So you mean to tell me that China is under us? China is under us.
They are under us.
Isn't that what they tell you when you're a kid?
The world is flat.
If you dug straight through your backyard, you could get to China.
No, you can't. The world is not flat.
Yes, we've seen the Earth.
No, we haven't seen anything.
Yes, you have. You've seen it from satellite imagery.
Oh, satellite imagery that could be drawn and made up.
Okay, so here's the audio of the reporter asking Kyrie that exact same question.
You've seen pictures of the planet, though, right? Like, it's a circle. So.
I've seen a lot of things that my educational system said that was real and turned out to be good. I don't mind going to Instagram and turning my thoughts.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I'm with him because we're from Jersey. And that's how we think. We think outside the box.
Tell you about the educational system in Jersey.
I'm just saying.
I think it's more of an indictment on that.
I'm just saying, when I drive from Florida to New York, flat.
Right.
New York to Seattle.
It's
flat.
Not flat.
Seattle down to L.A. Flat. L.A. back in front of flat. It's a,
okay, here's...
Fact, it's a square. That's what it is.
I like Shaq. I did before this. I mean, come on, man. And you know, this Shaq, you're going to get the first one of today.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you.
That's number one. And again, if you're listening on the FM version today, then you get the censored. You get the bleep there. If you're listening online, you get the cool, fun stuff that way. Again, Benchwarmers Radio, Episode 3, formerly known as Sports Roundup, which we had, hundreds of episodes, maybe thousands, I don't know, brought to you today by Skidmore College and Skidmore College Athletics. They're always fun. Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Alpha Hoops, Upstate, my throat there. Northeast Snowplow Repair. Upstate Concert Hall, and many of our sponsors who have jumped on here today. Nobody, unfortunately, is on the call line, but that's just because I don't feel like arguing with callers today. If you want to call in, and I think there was one or two, but I don't have my intern here to answer the phones. I'm literally sitting here by myself, twiddling my thumbs, with nothing prepared. I came in general idea. I came in with bullet points, and I figured I'd just bounce some ideas off brainstorming-wise. Nope, didn't happen. So you know what? I need to prepare myself better, so maybe I get one too.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you!
But no, what's really bugging me is, and this is a simple thing. It's a simple thing, and it's a stupid thing to be mad about. But when you're trying to get gas and you're kind of in a rush, like let's say when I was on my way here, okay, you stop at a gas station real quick. So all you have is cash because you're irresponsible and maxed out your credit cards. Anyway, I use cash. You have to pay the cashier first. Fine. Whatever. It's a 2-second walk into the gas station. The lady in front of me is buying every single lottery ticket they have, playing them all, doing a 10-box combo with a little bit of fancy, whatever the hell they call those formations things that they do. She's playing everyone. The lady has to type them all into the computer. Meanwhile, there's only one other computer open that the lady has stared at me for the last 10 minutes. She stared at me and asked me if I needed help, and I did, but I didn't say it. So, you know what, Staples?
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you!
You get one of those as well. But anyway, the old lady in front of me, she was just kind of lottery tickets. Poor little thing. By the way, just no money, probably bored all day, sitting around. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there ripping my thing hair out because I just want to get some gas. You know, these boring old ladies, go play bingo or something, or do something. Don't take up my gas tank, please, because I need to get places. I have important places to go. I'm kind of an important person, not going to lie. Secondly, when I'm DJing, and if y'all want to check me out tonight, I'm up at Peddlers in Clifton Park running karaoke. I hate that when girls walk into the club and they don't know, like, where I'm positioned. I could see them walk in. They walk in the door. They walk right over to me. And they go, oh, hey, we're leaving. Can you put this song on? Like, I want to hear this song. My friends want to hear this song before we leave. I just watched you walk in the front door.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you.
Put that on the back burner, would you? Because, I mean, that's a whole other discussion I could get into with Joe about thoughts. But, wow. At least it makes me good to know somebody pulled her off the street. At least it makes me feel happy to know that they're not just roaming the streets in Worcester. So it makes me feel fun and happy, and I'm with that. So what we're going to do is I got the suits looking at me right now. I got them staring at me. And this has been another fun edition, sitting up here by myself, going a horse with no ideas, bouncing stuff off the walls. A little upset about that. A little upset about a lot of things, actually.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I mean, I'm so bored. I just hit a button on myself. I just hit the I don't care button on myself. So just go ahead and listen to this.
It's been 99 passes in the NFL without an interception for Dak Prescott. The poise that he has shown, the fourth round pick, has been what stood out to me.
Well, that, and you look at the completion percentage, he's been, you know, very poised within the pocket.
Play action underneath, it's the fullback Smith. A good start to this drive.
You did one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Well, sir, while I may not agree with what you say, I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
And just to play it one more.
You did one hell of a job, and the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
That just isn't nearly as fun to play without Joe getting pissed off. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.